Davis Lumber Plus Hotline. I remember her best as the mother in Back to the Future and Caroline in the City. Leah Thompson, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Well, great.
Doing great. Welcome to Little Rock,
yeah,
Arkansas.
Welcome to Arkansas. Yeah.
I am so excited to be there. I have never come there before.
Well, wow. we hear you're coming.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yes. What pulled you in? What made you decide you were going to come be a part of this event?
Well, my husband's uncle is Robert Walden.
That's it. Robert Walden, who's been in a bunch of stuff and has a place up on Pettigene, correct?
He's amazing, yeah. And so, you know, he told me about this incredible event that they had, and I was like, please, can I be part of it? And so we're going to be teaching a bunch of workshops and talking and, teaching about acting and film acting and... You know,
like what? I mean, will you give a class? Will you just speak, or will you give a little seminar? I mean, is it going to be a class that you'll give on acting?
There's other people that are more qualified to do the actual class. Sandra Seacat's going to do that. She's an amazing acting teacher. But I'll be doing my part about teaching about film acting, but not like actually working hands-on with people. More like discussing different, techniques and my roles and things like that. Yeah, but it'll be exciting because I'm an interesting person.
Well, I know you are.
We love you. Are you kidding me?
Does it bother you that middle-aged men still come up to you and go, you know, I always had a crush on you? Because I know it's happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happened.
I thought you looked hot when you were in Back to the Future 2.
Are you kidding me?
I watched it yesterday on like HBO. It was on yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I've kind of grown into that age now, but I don't have the big boobs from that.
That's the one I remember.
Well, we had Tim Jackson, who was up yesterday, and he told us that one of the defining moments in your career was when you got Caroline in the City. Because were you part of a must-see TV?
Yeah, I was. I was.
And he said that when you're a star and you get your name up and you're the star of the show at that time in American cult or American popularity, if you were the star of a sitcom in the 90s, things just opened up everywhere.
Well, you know, I'm really into my kids. I had two kids, little kids at that point. So, it was a great job so I could still be a mother and spend a lot of time with my kids. So that was the best thing about doing a sitcom. And now I have this show on ABC Family called Switched at
Birth. It's done pretty well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it does really well. People really love the show, and it's fun to find a whole new audience.
Yeah, you know? ABC Family is the network that it's on, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so there's a lot of teenagers who watch the show, and it's really fun. It makes me, I have to be really good at Twitter and all that.
Well, I was wondering, as an actress, a female actress, as you get older, you know, for years, obviously the roles are fewer and harder to find. But, you know, now that at the same time, there seems to be more opportunities. There's more networks. There's more, it may be more segregated. But there's work out there, I guess, if you hustle and are a great and talented actress, correct?
Well, yeah, I've really never stopped working. I mean, I was in J. Edgar. I have a new movie coming out right now with Greg Kinnear called Thin Ice. I have another movie I'm going to the Sedona Film Festival with, Trouble with the Truth. So I'm doing all kinds of different work, and so I feel really lucky and grateful that I've been able to, you know, continue to work. And what's so great about doing this film forum is that, you know, if you get to be a certain age and you're not giving back, if you're not teaching, you know, it feels a little sad. So I'm really happy to be able to teach and give back. And both my daughters are actresses right now, so I get to coach them a lot. And the kids that are on my show, you know, I try to set a good example for them. And that really means a lot to me to be able to, you know, pass on the knowledge that I've spent these 30 years in Hollywood.
You know, sadly enough, that turned me on.
It sure does. Let me ask you, on the things that you're talking about, what is different about being on in a movie and on television? Is there anything?
The pace is different, you know, a movie generally, you know, because the narrative is an hour and a half, you know, from start to finish, and then a series, it just, you know, because it keeps going on and on, it in some ways it's a lot more interesting for the character because you get to explore all kinds of different parts of the character, and the pace is just a little bit different. But other than that, you know, movies are so different amongst themselves. You know, like I've done movies that cost, you know, $60 million, and I've done movies that cost $75,000. So each one is, you know, obviously a completely different experience.
Right. We're talking with Leah Thompson. She will be in town on March 8th through the 11th, I believe. It'll be at the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute atop Pettigean Mountain. It's for the to host the first film forum, Winthrop Rockefeller Institute, first film forum, which will be pretty interesting. You know, I'm a struggling actor myself.
There we go.
And
hey, he's a great actor, Leah.
But you know what? You know what?
I've heard that about you.
Oh yeah, you know what? Right.
No,
I am so. You know what? The guy was telling me. He said, "Look, you just got to be more confident when you're in front of it." I have a hard time memorizing things. So fortunately, the guy Daniel Campbell, who I get to be in a few of his movies and shorts here in Arkansas, he lets me just be myself and ad lib a little bit. But I mean, I find it difficult to memorize a whole lot of dialogue.
Well, it's interesting. It's a real muscle in your brain. mine is extraordinary. My short-term memory is shockingly good, but that's just because that's a survival skill that I have. I mean, now I have to learn a lot of lines and sign language at the same time, which I don't know sign language, so I don't know why, but I have no long-term memory. So.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know what? But I don't. But my wife does. So that so it all comes out even there. She'll remind me of things that happened years ago.
Well, Leah, I tell you, I watched J. Edgar. I was telling these guys they haven't seen it. I thought that was an amazing movie as well.
I really enjoyed that. That was amazing. I was so happy to have worked with, you know, Clint Eastwood. He's such a different kind of director. It was. Because I'm a director as well, so it was really interesting for me to see how he worked. And he's so quiet on the set. It's kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah, but when he talks, you listen.
Yeah, it's true.
What's harder or easier or more fun to do, comedy or drama?
I think comedy is much more difficult, honestly, because it's so precise sometimes. It's elusive. You know, you guys do comedy. You guys are funny. It's elusive. You never quite know, you know, sometimes people laugh. You know, something I learned that was interesting about doing a comedy movie is that a different audience will laugh at, will be completely silent, and then another one will be laughing at everything. And right. Nobody changed anything. So sometimes it's just the mood of the audience, and you end up taking it personally.
I think that
comedy is more difficult. That's
well, you know what? I'll tell you, the instant gratification is always nice, but boy, when you throw something out there, I've been asked to do a roast for someone, and I don't know, you know, where to draw the line on some stuff. I want to laugh each time, but I'm scared. Leah, you've been in so many movies, and I'm looking at the first couple that I've seen them all in, and I liked them all. And give me your reaction to a couple of these, if they were good, bad, or indifferent. Obviously, the Back to the Future, I love those because it's based on a true story, and... Now, I mean, for crying out loud, when you made that movie, the year, the future was 2015.
Yeah, that is remarkable.
And we're almost there.
That is remarkable. Yeah. It really is.
And there's no flying cars. That's the thing.
There's not. Well, you know, Red Dawn. We talk about Red Dawn on this show all the time.
That's right.
We talk about Red Dawn quite a bit. And, of course, being from Arkansas, we love anything Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, you were even in that one. And I mean, these may just be campy movies.
You know, did you have any of those favorites or ones you look back and go, oh, gosh, what a nightmare that was?
I didn't mention Howard the
Duck. You know what? Red Dawn was the most fun I ever had making a movie. I loved being like a tomboy and shooting guns and riding horses.
Yeah,
I did
not like that movie because you got offed.
I didn't actually. That was Jennifer Grey who laid on a.
Oh, you survived?
Yeah, she laid on a grenade and I survived.
Well, but, you know what? Now he's gonna watch it again.
Now I'll go back.
He'll
and watch
finish
it.
The movie because he stopped.
Yeah,
it's a really interesting movie. That movie is so low tech. That's the really interesting thing. There's
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze.
And our own Patrick Swayze.
We had a great time. We worked really hard, all of us kids, on that movie. We really learned a lot, and we were very method about it.
Well, that was star-studded. That was star-studded.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of like an early-day Rat Pack, only the nice kids. Yeah.
Only dirtier.
Dirtier.
I mean, filthy.
Yes. Like, yes.
Oh my gosh, what was it? What was his name? The adult actor in the movie. Powers Booth.
Powers.
What was he like? And was that movie? Can you recall? Was that movie after he had gotten in Dutch with the Actors Guild?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But the interesting thing about Powers Booth is that we actually had this kind of love scene, and they cut it out of the movie because it would look too weird because I looked too young, even though I was 22.
It was a tank. I think it was a tank.
Okay.
Guy,
yeah.
Did he have the tank? Well, what was he like? What was, if you don't mind me asking about him?
Roger's been fascinated with him ever since he played Jim Jones. Yeah. Yes.
He was a gentleman, a very kind and lovely actor, and I loved working with him. He was wonderful, and we just did a documentary together, kind of about John Milius, the director, that crazy director. So
wow,
got to kind of see him. He was absolutely perfect. He's an amazing actor.
Anybody you haven't worked with you'd like to work with?
Oh, gee, a lot of people. Wow.
Roger Scott.
Roger Scott. Does that name come
up? Yeah, Roger Scott. Exactly.
We're going to work together when you're here.
Brad Pitt.
Same guy.
All the great leading men.
Yeah.
Lucky, though. I've been able to work with so many wonderful actors.
You have. Powers Booth, Tom Cruise, Patrick Swayze, Howard the Duck. You've worked with all of them.
Well, I just got to work with Greg Kinnear, Alan Arkin, Billy Crudup. Bob Balaban.
Well, Greg Kinnear is something, isn't he? I mean, he can do so much.
Yeah, he is so amazing in this movie I did with him called Thin Ice. He can make, like, the reaction shots he does when he's, you know, in trouble are the best I've ever seen. I just thought he was spectacular.
And he got a start on Talk Soup or something, didn't
he? Yeah, that's what it was, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. He went from just being a host to being the most.
Well, he earned it. He earned it. And we're on the phone with Leah Thompson. She will be in town March 8th through the 11th for the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute first film forum.
Yeah, she's got to do something. We got to do something. You have to do something crazy that you're up there at Petty Jane. What can she do that be?
Maybe she can
like
play
Arkansas.
Petty Jane and jump. I don't
know.
Yeah.
Off the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Well, I think you'll love the scenery. Petagene has been overhauled, and it's an escape for many in Arkansas, so I think you'll enjoy that and the beauty of the natural state. And who better to fit in the beauty of the natural state than the beauty of Leah Thompson?
Boom!
Wow, very nice.
Wow, how about that?
Look forward to having you.
Yes. I'm so excited, and this will be a really interesting event. I'm really excited to just hang out with these people and see what they have to say, and it's going to be a forum. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, if you're laying around one morning in Little Rock and you're our Petagene and you're bored, give us a call or come see us.
Yeah, we'd like to have you back on.
And thanks, Leah.
Yeah, I can give you I can email you. Let me know where you're staying if you want to.
You will be seeing this guy, Leah, at the Oscars one of these days.
Before
he dies. He's that talented. He really is.
Oh, my God.
I would love that.
He just put out a new miniseries.
He's going to be in the best actor category with Wilford Brimley.
Leah Thompson,
thanks, Leah.
You so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.